Tell us how Outtake Media came about.
In 2004, I produced and directed an historic short film I entitled Outtake, about marriage equality in Massachusetts. It morphed into Outtake Media LLC in 2007. The original home page was a flash site that became obsolete, but Outtake blog really took off. The next year, we launched our podcast site, Outtake Voices, in 2008. Our first interview was with producer Alan Ball, who won the Oscar for American Beauty and his Emmy for the series 6 Feet Under. He came on Outtake Voices to promote True Blood at the time. Since then, we've interviewed over 500 celebrities, LGBTQ activists, and allies. Since 2007, we've built a huge global audience with millions of viewers. We hope to build an even larger audience with our new boutique streaming site, Outtake Media.
Walk us through the new Outtake Media boutique streaming site.
We launched our new network this month in May. We've made the site very user-friendly and device-savvy. The homepage is divided into three categories. We have a widescreen video player that will showcase original programming. Since this is the 15th anniversary of marriage equality in Massachusetts, our first showcase we're highlighting is our short film Outtake, which chronicles the historic events that took place in 2004. The film was shot by Kirsten Martin and narrated by Arlene Isaacson, co-chair of the Massachusetts Gay and Lesbian Political Caucus. The second category we entitled We Love and features organizations and companies that have been very supportive of our LGBTQ community, and we believe our audience should learn more about them. To begin with, we're displaying the Dine at Palm Springs, which is the largest, most iconic girl party music festival in the world, with tens of thousands of lesbian-identifying women from around the world attending this infamous 5-day event that we've been media sponsors for the last 5 years, and we'll be celebrating their 30th anniversary in 2020. Next is Marilyn Rosen Presents. That will be featuring performances and conversations with A-list artists, including Pink Martini, Anne Hampton Calloway, Liz Calloway, and more. Then we're linking to GLAAD, the global LGBTQ media advocacy organization that has been supported to Outtake Media since we launched in 2007. We will be adding our We Love category on a monthly basis so other organizations can get a chance and we can tell our audience about the great work that they do as well. The third section on our homepage is Visit. With summer coming up, we're highlighting Provincetown, Massachusetts. We've covered the Provincetown International Film Festival for the last 10 years with celebrity interviews and also covering many of Provincetown events over the years. This summer looks like P-Town is the place to be, and we are encouraging our global audience to visit this fabulous LGBTQ destination. We're also featuring Hello, Sunny, Greater Fort Lauderdale, Florida, featuring hundreds of LGBTQ-owned and operated businesses, including hotels, bars, clubs, restaurants, and year-round attractions. Then we have our news page link for Outtake blog that will continue to provide firsthand news and information for our LGBTQ audience and allies on a daily basis. Next on the menu is our podcast, which you can listen to over 500 interviews with global LGBT leaders and allies on Outtake Voices. Our weekly chats have included Alan Ball, Peter Tatchell, Ricky Martin, Kara Sedgwick, John Waters, Dustin Lance Black, Tab Hunter, Lonnie Anderson, and comedian Margaret Cho, to name a few. Then you got to check out our new streaming page. To begin with, we're featuring filmmaker Jeffrey Schwartz's fabulous documentary, Vito, about the pioneer gay activist Vito Russo. We're also including a link to our podcast with Jeffrey Schwartz, who talks about how Russo was a key voice in creating both ACT UP, the AIDS activist group, and also the influential media watchdog group, GLAAD. Next, we're featuring Telefilm's talk show, Happy Wife, Happy Life, with Bridget McManus, Carmen Creglow, who have been married for 9 years, and Kat Davis and Kristen Smith, who have been married 2 years, as they answer tough and not-so-tough relationship and marriage questions. Our third streaming selection is Transmilitary, which is an incredible documentary that everyone should check out, especially with the current administration's assault on our transgender troops.
What would you like to accomplish with Outtake Media?
With the launch of our new boutique streaming network, I'm extremely excited to watch it grow. I designed it in a way that it will take on a life of its own, and it will also spotlight independent producers' work and host original programming that I can't wait to contribute to.
What upcoming projects are you working on?
Well, besides our daily news stories and our weekly podcast, we're working on some amazing original programming. Next month, we're going to travel to Nashville, Tennessee for Glads Plus Ty Herndon's Concert for Love and Acceptance at the Wild Horse Saloon on June 6th. The concert's featuring Antigone Rising, Daughtry, Harper Gray, Taylor Lynn, Brody Ray, Brandon Stansel, Rita Wilson, and Shelley Wright. And the event is hosted by Cody Allen. We're still working out the details, but it looks like it's going to be a must-attend event.
How can people get info about Outtake Media?
Well, that's an easy one. You can check out Outtake Media at outtakeonline.com. Also on Twitter and Instagram, we're at Outtake Voices. And Facebook, just check it out on Charlotte Robinson. You can also just Google us and find out all kinds of information there as well.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Yes, and the most important thing is, how do we select our content? Outtake Media is fed first-hand news and content by organizations and publicists. We receive about 100 requests a day. We have our favorite PR people that provide us with fabulous guests for Outtake Voices and consistent strong relationships with LGBTQ organizations that are mutually supportive. In these difficult political times, the most important stories right now are the positive and inspirational stories. I've always understood that the media is extremely powerful. Unfortunately, it has somewhat backfired by electing Trump. I hope that Outtake Media continues to provide some sanity for people living in this insane world.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yes, I do. My Aunt Ruby once told me that nothing's so bad it can't get worse. And then she said, we spend our lives worrying about things that never happens. What this means to me is it helps me take life seriously when I need to take it seriously and make sure that I never lose my sense of humor, even in these challenging times.